Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Synopsis Season 2, Episode 2. I am Zach, and I will be your host as we go down the rabbit hole today on a couple of things that we will be talking about of the world. We'll be talking about what is happening right now in current times, climate, all that good stuff. And we're just going to get right into it today. I don't think we're going to do much of an introduction or anything like that. Don't really have anything planned again this week to talk about, but there are things to talk about. So I think that's what we're going to head and start doing. So let's get right into it as we dive into the world and all that is wrong this week on Episode 2, Season 2 of The Synopsis. Alright guys, so let's get right into it. What is happening in the world right now, and what the hell is going on in this universe? Okay, first thing first, the United Kingdom has extended their COVID-19, their quarantine, their coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. They've extended it another 3 weeks, so that means you should keep your asses inside. And that's pretty much it. Keep inside. But guess what? There is people out there who don't want to keep inside, and this is what's going to cause the downfall of the planet and everything involved. So let's talk about those people who don't want to stay inside, and let's just call them out right now. The state of Michigan. Let's talk out about a little bit. Let's talk about a little bit about Michigan. I'm a little bit frustrated with Michigan right now. So I read on multiple news sites yesterday, or the day before, I believe, that Michigan residents were causing traffic jams purposely to prove a point that they want to be out of lockdown. Now, I don't know where you are thinking that this is going to be a good thing, or what you are thinking personally, that if you basically protest a quarantine that it's going to get uplifted. You guys realize that the quarantine is in effect for a reason, that is to keep people inside away from each other so you guys are safe, so you guys are protected, so people aren't near you. And yet here you are, purposely causing traffic jams, purposely keeping emergency services, purposely keeping everybody from not being able to go to their essential job. But I mean, I don't understand what you're doing here, Michigan. I really don't. Can somebody please explain to me? Because I don't understand it. I tried to understand it. I spent a long time, actually, sitting here thinking to myself, okay, maybe this is just one or two people. No, this is like the whole fucking state of Michigan. Like, what do you think? Like, what? Okay. You think you don't need to be in quarantine anymore? Let's hypothetically do this. One state goes out of quarantine. Let's use Florida. Florida's a perfect example. There were 3,000 people on the Florida beach yesterday. I can't remember exactly what beach it was, but 3,000 people on this beach yesterday, just chilling, completely ignoring the rules and regulations, the recommended differences, distances and all that stuff. Who are saying, you know, the World Health Organization, stay 6 feet apart, wash your hands for 20 seconds, keep a mask on at all times. There was a post maybe a week ago from the government saying, hey guys, if you're going out, every American should wear a mask. And I know there's more than Americans who listen to this show. Shout out to the Italians and the English people and the Maltese and the Turkish and the Australians. Shout out to you guys over there. But listen, the World Health Government said, if you go outside, keep a mask on. Simple as that. It stops spread of disease. And even if you think, oh, well, I'm not sick, I'm not, you know, my immune system's great, I'm not going to get sick. It's not about getting sick. It's about passing on the virus. You could have a great system and you're not affected by it, but you could be a carrier. And then that carries on to somebody else who is very vulnerable, who isn't got a best immune system, and boom, that person gets sick. We just had an increase in the States today by 22% of more COVID-19 or corona, whatever you want to call it, the virus, is to stop the spread of it, guys. Come on, use your brain. So Florida has people out here, 3,000 people on the beach. And you think any of those are wearing protection, any of those are wearing face masks or anything like that? No. So now out of those 3,000 people, let's say all of them think they're healthy, and two people carry a deficiency or a weakened immune system, they get sick, or they don't know they catch the virus, and they go home to somebody who is sick or can get sick, and this is how the virus spreads. So with Michigan, what are you protesting about? Please let me know. And then here we have a dumbass of a president right now, and I'm not saying about government, like libertation, whatever they're calling them. They're called conservatives or Labour and Republican. I don't care about that. I'm saying this man is stupid purely because he said that he wants to relieve three states out of lockdown. As soon as you take people out of lockdown before this is correctly quarantined and in a stable situation, you are just going to increase that. When the Americans finally come out of quarantine, then this, we don't know how long this will be, but when they finally do come out of quarantine, the death toll is still going to be high. And the reason the death toll is going to be high is because this virus isn't just going to disappear. It's not like this virus is purposely doing this. People are like, oh, we're sick of quarantine, we're sick of being locked inside. Do you really think the virus is going to turn around and say, oh, my bad, guys, I'm so sorry that I left you inside, let me just disappear? No, the virus don't give a fuck about any of you. So why would it care if you were coming out after the quarantine or not? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So guys, please, for the love of God, stay inside or do what the restrictions are, do the guidelines, please. 6 feet apart, wear a face mask at all times when you are in public. Trump saying, hey, I'm not going to give any more funding to WHO, which is the World Health Organization, that's fine. He doesn't have to do that. But the problem with that is all these dick hoppers, or dick riders we're going to call them, of Trump's, are now saying, well, yeah, fuck the World Health Organization, we were funding them anyway, they don't know what they're talking about, we should be free to do what we want. It doesn't work like that, guys. This virus isn't a sentient being. It is a being that it doesn't care. So for you to say, hey, let's release Michigan and Florida and Minnesota or wherever else it was, and then turn around and be like, oh, well, how come all these people are dying still? Well, you have your answer. The reason this is being compared to the plague is because it pretty much is. It just suddenly hit. There was no medical advancement to be able to stop the plague. It just happened. The only issue now is that it can spread so much faster because of how far we've come in technology throughout the years and the use of social media. A lot of people, if we had the plague now, which we do, Corona is basically the plague. So if we had the plague, we have the plague now, and social media is saying, hey, by the way, this, and this is being reported in these multiple countries. We know about it sooner. We have an idea of what to expect. Instead of expecting that idea and getting ready to deal with it, we turned around and said, you know what, we can fight this and we don't have to listen to what others are telling us to do. That was the biggest problem that America, personally, I believe, made, is that countries like Italy and countries like China were saying, listen, this is how you can contain this virus, this is how we can stop it. But because we have people in charge who are like, no, America's number one, we don't need to listen to anybody, we didn't prepare correctly, and thus here we are. Hell, to prove we are so underprepared for anything like this, a life-changing event, look at the shortage on face masks that we have right now. If we were truly prepared, wouldn't you think they'd have millions of face masks ready at the disposal for health workers, for essential workers, stuff like that? We didn't. We were shorted within 2 or 3 days. And this isn't just about, like, the coronavirus or anything like that. You think anything that, oops, nearly fell off my chair. You think anything that would potentially be life-changing right now we are prepared for? Imagine this right now. Imagine electricity went out for 2 weeks. There's no way of people figuring out what's going on. How quickly do you think this country would dissolve into anarchy? You got a life-threatening disease, you've got no electricity, and people are panicking. It's going to go into absolute anarchy. People thought it would already, just with the coronavirus. If anything else was to happen right now, we would be in complete shit. Now, we had, 2 days ago? Now, 2 days ago, some astronauts came back from space, and they were like, what the hell is going on here? We've been off of Earth for 200 days. We haven't really heard much apart from, you know, the mission, because when you're in space, that's what the main thing is to hear. You need to know your mission, you need to know your objectives, and that's that. Here these folks are coming into Earth and everyone's covered in face masks. You know, you're being told, hey, by the way, 2 million people have died while you were gone and it was all down to one thing, this disease. You would think the world is ending. You would be like, okay, well, we don't have a plan here, we're kind of in the shit, what do we do? And it's crazy to believe that and to think of that. And there's been multiple occasions throughout history where stuff like this has happened. Let's take the Nazi Revolution, for example, in the 40s. Let's talk about Hitler for a minute. He had this plan, and we ended up with World War II because we wasn't prepared. And, you know, we can talk about the war and all this shit, but At the end of the day, over 4 million people died from one person. This is what this virus is right now. This virus is killing people off because we're not fully prepared. So just think about that the next time you go out. So let's talk about this a little bit for a sec, and how this has impacted everyone's everyday life. We know we had the stimulus package, and we know we had a $4 trillion income pushed into the stock market, but I have some questions and some data that you guys might find interesting and fun, so let's talk a little bit about the stock market. We're not really going to do any breaks today in this episode because, you know, like I said last episode, we lost all our sponsors because we hadn't podcast in 6 months. If you want to know what happened to the Synopsis during those 6 months, check out last week's episode where we started season 2 fresh with a bang. But let's talk about what the hell is happening. So 3 days ago, okay, in the stock market, this is going to be, I know you guys are going to be like, oh, what, this is wrestling, I don't care. Well, this is, no, just hear me out, stick with me, and see if you can figure this out, okay? Obviously, all sporting events have been postponed or cancelled until further notice due to COVID-19. This includes the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, NHL, English soccer, like the English Premier League, the Spanish, everything has been shut down. This includes the XFL, which, if you are aware, the XFL was created by Vincent McMahon, who is also the owner of the World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporated, and it was his attempt of making football on the off-season from the NFL to give people football all year round. Now, this was tried about 20 years ago, and it was a miserable fail. It completely flattened. Like, within 2 weeks, it was getting closed down. People weren't showing up to shows or events. It was terrible. They tried to basically make it a theatrical football match. Everyone hated it. Fast forward 20 years, he brought in people, you know, actual coaches from previous NFL teams or who were NFL coaches or college coaches, college players, former NFL players, or Canadian football players, things like that. He tried to make it a successful little league. And for the first 3 weeks, it was going pretty well. You know, the numbers weren't there on TVs, but he was making a decent impact on the sporting world with the XFL. And 3 days ago, 4 days ago, maybe, the XFL decided, you know what, we're just going to shut it down completely. They had previously stated that, hey, we're going to furlough all of our employees, and when the season starts next year, everyone will have their jobs, and, you know, but as of right now, the XFL season's done. Well, the XFL said, no, we're completely closing down. There's no reason for us to reopen at this point. We're done. We're declaring bankruptcy. Now, a lot of people were confused by this because not 2 weeks ago, everyone was saying, no, we're good. You know, we're just furloughing people like most places are right now to make sure that, you know, that we save money for when the season starts. A lot of companies right now are furloughing their employees because they are trying to save money. And, you know, I understand that and I get that. And this is where the twist in the tale begins. And by the way, if you are furloughed and you are looking for unemployment, you are going to join one of those 11 million Americans who are filing for unemployment right now. 6 million 2 weeks ago, 5.5 million this week, all filing for unemployment. So we all know times are tough, guys. It would make more sense to me if they just completely shut down bills and everything like that, just temporarily postponed everything until this is completely taken care of and this virus is gone. That way, we don't have this mass pandemic worry of unemployment, of where my bills could come from. Because not everyone is as fortunate as some of these celebrities are who can afford to pay people's bills and that. I mean, that's great that they're doing that, but what about common Joe Schmo? Or what about the nurses, for example, who are working 40-hour shifts non-stop to try and take care of people, and then they're being told by their landlords, because they're renting an apartment, that they have to move by next week because they can't afford to pay the rent? Or, you know, there are some landlords asking tenants for sexual favors because they can't afford to pay their rent. Now, I'm lucky enough that I have my house, I pay a mortgage, and I have enough in savings to be able to ride out basically what is happening right now, but not everyone is in the same boat or the same situation. So it would be smart just to postpone, temporarily suspend everything until we're back in, or at least give more money for the stimulus package. Then at least that way people will be able to pay their bills and stuff and not have to worry. They're already worrying about living, and about how this is going to affect them and their family, their loved ones, and all of that, you're going to make people worry about bills too. Like, come on, we're better than this as a, not as a nation, as people, as a race, we're better than this. So that was, sorry, sidebar, I got completely down the wrong path. Let's read it back to the XFL. So XFL then declares bankruptcy, and everyone's like, why? Why are they declaring bankruptcy? Turns out that Vince was using his shares from his wrestling company into the XFL and putting money into that. As it has been claimed, I don't want to get sued. I don't have money to fight off giant multi-billion dollar company lawyers. So, allegedly. Keyword, allegedly. Not 2 days later, Linda McMahon, who was Vince's husband, donates over $18 million to the state of Florida and the governor of Florida. And nobody really took any attention to this. I was like, okay, they're trying to help out. An hour later, the World Wrestling Entertainment Company was declared as a quote-unquote essential business, meaning that they will still be open and be able to run their shows during the quarantine and the lockdown. Now, they're not doing shows in front of live people, but they are doing shows and running live television shows with a select group of staff and a certain number of employees to ensure that the standards and quarantine are met, but at the same time that they can still run their television show. This is where people are getting a little confused, because first everyone's saying, well, they just bankrupted the XFL and they put it up for sale. That money that they donated to Florida for their essential business was basically a bribe. Hey, here's $18 million from our defunct football company. Keep our wrestling open so we can still make money. And that's, again, allegedly. Don't want to get sued by the McMahons or the World Wrestling Entertainment Company, so allegedly. But then here's the other thing. Following this announcement that the World Wrestling Entertainment is declared an essential business, which, let's be honest, I don't think it's essential. Yes, they can do TV recordings and stuff like that, but plan ahead. You don't need to be doing live shows. People don't need to see a live wrestling show on their television every or twice a week. You're putting your workers at risk. You're putting, you know, basically you're putting the state of Florida at risk, because you're still having these people come in and out, flying in or traveling in and traveling out. And it's just not a good look for your company. But what gets really bad is that 2 hours after this was announced, there was a conference call that lasted allegedly 5 minutes. And in this conference call, Vince McMahon was saying, hey, we need to cut back some costs to save some money during this time. We are going to be furloughing some employees and releasing them from their contracts. Question. If you're an essential business and you are deemed essential by the United States government, how do you have I don't even know how to word it. How do you have the staff to then fire people or furlough them or release them, whatever you want to call it, and deem yourself essential? Surely essential businesses right now are begging for people to come in. I know Walmarts and Aldi's and Dierbergs and Schnucks are asking for part-time cashiers, stockers, anyone to really help during this time. There are certain pizza places or like fast food places are asking for extra staff right now, because they're the only places that can stay open. And you have this quote-unquote, again, essential business relieving their staff. That doesn't make sense to me. How are you essential then if you can relieve your staff of their duties? It doesn't make sense to me. So I have a list right now in front of me, and you may not know these people, and that's fine, but I want you just to listen to the names of these people. We have Kurt Angle, Rusev, Drake Maverick, Zack Ryder, Kurt Hawkins, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, Heath Slater, Eric Young, Rowan, Sarah Logan, No Way Jose, Mike Chioda, Maria Kanellis, Mike Kanellis, EC3, Aiden English, Leo Rush, Primo, Epico, Nick Ogarelli, Tanari Conti, Mars Wang, Cesar Bonini, and Tino Sabaletti. Now, I don't know all these people, okay? I'm not going to pretend I do, but me just listing off those names, there's probably nearly 30 names there. Can you tell me any essential business right now that can turn around and fire or furlough, release, whatever you want to call it, 30 employees right now? Because I could wait all day if you to name one business that is deemed essential that could release 30 plus people right now and still be running a business smoothly, effectively, and helping the people. So if you're going to turn around and tell me that this is a essential business and you can release 30 people, you are talking so much shit. I'm sorry, but you completely are. Now, we know McMahon and Trump are friends. They have done business together in the past. And, you know, they did a WrestleMania event, which Donald Trump was heavily part of. And he was actually, like, one of the main features of the show. And, you know, they go back. Linda is ran for Republican Senate. She's on Trump's board, like government, all this thing. There's a lot of ties and ends that people are putting together. And again, all this is alleged, with the ties and ends being put together. But it kind of looks suspicious. It kind of looks silly. Then we have the news that came out a day later from this, is that McMahon is going to be part of Trump's advisory board to re-stimulate the American economy after this virus has passed. And again, we are thinking that this virus is just going to pass over like a flu or a cold or something. It's not. When we are out of lockdown, people will still be infected and people still will get sick and some people will still die. Because this virus isn't just going to suddenly disappear. It's going to slowly phase out. If we was to wait for it to completely disappear, we'd be in lockdown till July, August. And then eventually it would die out because it wouldn't spread anymore. But the longer we keep people out in the open, the longer we keep this virus going, the more it has a chance to mutate, the more it has a chance to affect other people around the world and in the country. So we really need to keep these advisories and everything that we're being told in mind. You're going to try and stimulate the economy by using a man who literally just bankrupted his company, donated money to keep his other company classified as essential, and then to save that money that he basically donated, he gets rid of 30 of his employees in a cost-saving effect. I know people are like, oh, well, Trump's been the great president, and people are like, no, Trump sucks, blah, blah, blah. I'm not here to discuss politics. What I will discuss, though, is that Trump is a failed businessman at multiple businesses that he has run. You're trusting a man who has failed more than he has succeeded to re-stimulate your economy. Your economy is not going to re-stimulate. Your economy is completely fucked. You can look at it any way, in which way, sideways, till the cows come home on a Sunday morning. The economy is fucked for a long time. They put money into the stock market to try and keep the stock market afloat. The stock market won't stay afloat, guys. The stock market's tanking every single day. Even though it rises by 2 or 3% on certain things, the overall complete, like, S&P on everything, like, it's fucked. Completely fucked. You can't look at the stock market right now and say, hey, everything's going well. Everything's tanking. Everything's overall rating is going down. It's slowly going back down to a recession, and then eventually rise in maybe 5 or 6 years. But you cannot re-stimulate an economy in a two-month process, which is basically what he is proposing. And that's what we do. You're not going to make any friends by cutting out funding from the World Health Organization. So you really think any company or any country that is working with an outside source from America is going to help you re-stimulate your economy when you basically cut funding off to a company that is trying to work for a cure to stop this virus? I don't know why you're thinking that's going to happen, but it's not. It's stupid, it is dumb, it is not the way we need to be doing things. Like, I'm not a politician, I'm not a smart man by any means. I'm a guy who does fucking streams on Twitch. I can't even figure out how to add friends to the party at times, like, for real. If you watch our live streams on Twitch, you'll see that. Like, right now I'm live streaming this podcast and we're recording it live, and if there's any frame cutouts, I'm going to be very, very upset by it. So, I mean, I do podcasts and I do streams. Like, I work a 9-to-5, well, not 9-to-5, but I work a common man's job, and I'm not a smart man by any shapes of the imagination. See? Can't even say imagination. Easy for me to say. I'm not a smart man by that, so I barely passed school. But it doesn't take a smart man to realize that the plan we have moving forward is not going to work. It's going to be a bad idea, and we just need to try and figure something else out before it turns on us and completely fucks us over, not just as a country, but as a world. You know, the global warming has been a big talking subject, climate change and everything, is at its lowest since 2006, I believe it said it was. because there's not as many people going out, and animals and habitats are slowly beginning to resurface or grow or whatever it may be. That's great. That's fantastic news. It only took a global pandemic for that to happen. So maybe we should take that as a warning sign, as in, hey guys, maybe we need to ease back on a lot of the shit that we are doing to ensure that the world is still here in 100-200 years time for the future generations. I'm not going to be here in 200 years. I'm going to be long gone. Sucks to say. It really does. I hate talking about that. But it's facts. And if I want my great-grandkids or even my child to grow up in a world where, you know, we're not trying to dig up our own yard to throw trash away, or we're not trying to cut down the pollution levels so much because you cannot breathe every day, that's a great goal to have, and I think we should be working towards that as a race, as a whole entire human race, and that's something that we should be trying to do. Now, speaking of race, whoa, there has been a shit storm on Twitter in the last 2 days, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and go into the Synopsis Twitter account at the Synopsis Pod, and you can check out one of the retweeted videos that I did. Well, actually, no, I didn't retweet it. I saved, never mind. But still check out the Synopsis Pod on Twitter, on Instagram, and on twitch.tv/ForTheWolves. That's where I stream my gameplays every single day right now because of quarantine. We've been playing some Warzone. We've been playing some StarCraft. We've been playing some Magic the Gathering, even. And we're going to start playing some Minecraft on there. So all you great guys and gals who love to listen to this podcast and just chat away with us, you can come chat with us on our Discord server. You can come chat with us in-game. I don't care. Let me communicate with you guys. And you can always donate on those or on Patreon for us to help our products and our grades. I know times are tough, and right now it's a pain in the ass for me to say anything like this, and it is what it is, but I'm trying to save some money up to donate to COVID Foundation. So if you have anything you can spare, please send it our way, and we will get a check out to our local basic health and safety people as soon as we can to ensure that they can get equipment for our essential workers, our nurses, our doctors, and all that good stuff. Now, back to Twitter. Where do I even start with this? It was brought to my attention a day ago, or 2 days ago, by one of my followers, that there was this lady on Twitter, and her name was Stephanie. And Stephanie and her boyfriend Jay, Jeffrey, aka Jay Hunter, who is an independent wrestler, and I know quite a few people in the wrestling industry. I also know quite a few people in the underground music industry. And it's not because I'm involved in it much, it's just because I go to events and I talk to people, and it gradually blossoms into a conversation or whatever. But it was brought to my attention that this girl had posted a TikTok. And for those of you who are not aware of what TikTok is, where have you been living? It's basically Vine, but longer. And she posted a TikTok. It was her and her boyfriend, and it was how to make the N-word. It was how to make the N-word, and this, rightfully so, caused a complete and utter clusterfuck of a shitstorm on Twitter. It was posted around the independent wrestling community very quickly because her boyfriend was a professional wrestling trainer. He is not going to get a gig anywhere. He is going to get his ass beat wherever he goes. He is never getting hired from anybody ever. So let's just make that very, very fucking clear. This kid is going nowhere ever. But she posted this TikTok, and it was a minute long TikTok, and it was like, you know, oh, fried chicken and watermelon and going to jail, not knowing their dad. It was all this typical racist stereotype. And it got like 200,000 retweets within the first 2 hours from somebody finding this on TikTok. They contacted her school, her college, and now she is having everything revoked from her. She's getting kicked out to college, her boyfriend as well. He got kicked out of his training school that he was going to with AR Fox. So shout out to AR Fox for doing that, for kicking his ass out immediately upon finding out this hateful and derogatory man was inside his training facility. But it just made me think of all the times, I moved my chair, sorry if you heard that, of all the times for things to really just shit hit the fan, now is not the time to be really trying to stir the pot. People are at home right now. You think, I know this is a thing, people think the internet is anonymous. It's not. You can always find anybody's real name, their address, you can find anything online nowadays. But now, more than ever, with everybody being locked up and everybody inside, everything is under the eye of everybody. You're not going to be able to post anything without somebody being able to find it and scrutinize it. I'm not saying this is wrongfully, not at all. This is rightfully scrutinized and rightfully judged, and these people should get a lot more than they are getting right now. They should be charged with racism and some, you know, like, second degree counts of something. I'm sure there's something out there, hate crime or something along those lines. But just be aware that you're posting something like this that millions of people are potentially going to see, and you think turning around and just saying a public apology is going to change that. In her apology, and I quote, she said, "I think the blacks are people too." You already showed how racist you are and how derogatory you are by referring to other people as the blacks or by the color of their skin. Now listen, we're all different skin color, and I hate when people say, "Oh, I don't see color, blah blah blah." Listen, we're all different colors and we're all different ethnicities and we all come from different places. And you have black people, you have white people, you have Asian, you have Indian. Like, you cannot turn around and say to somebody you're an African American, because to me that's just as racist as saying you're black. You're not African American, you are American if you are born here. You are not of African descent. Your parents are from fucking Chicago and Kentucky or wherever it may be. You know what I'm saying? You catch what I'm saying. The drift is there. Like, if you're going to ask someone where they're from, ask what their ethnicity is. Don't ask what color they are. What's your ethnicity? "Oh, I'm from India." Okay, what part of India? Or, "Oh, I'm from," you know, if you say to somebody, "Hey, what's your ethnicity?" And they're like, "Oh, well, I'm American." Okay, but where was your origination from? If you're an Asian American or whatever they want to call you, what is your origin of ethnicity? Not, "Oh, where are you from originally?" That doesn't make, that's fucking stupid. So this woman really showed her racism by just saying straight up the blacks. Like, come on, girl. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You think that's going to work as an apology? And not only that, your college already know that you posted this. So then you turn around and post an apology. That's just as bad as the video. I mean, it's not as bad because the video was fucking horrendous. But you understand what I'm saying. So this caused a giant shitstorm on Twitter. And Twitter has already been crazy this week with all the so-and-so is over party. You've had the Kanye West is over party, the who was it who started with Selena Gomez in Sisters of Waverly Place, I think that's what it's called, the Wizard of Waverly Place. Oh, what was her name? Demi Lovato is over party. Like, you've had all these over party is over, so you know people are on the Twitter right now doing their thing. Just fuck me, how stupid and ignorant can you be is all I'm saying. Now, speaking of things to do while staying inside, Sony has just released 4 games on the PlayStation 4 for free to keep you entertained while you're in quarantine. They have released the whole entire Uncharted series, games 1, 2, and 3, and they've also released another game, I can't remember off the top of my head, but they have released 4 games total. I myself have now transitioned into being a PC gamer, twitch.tv/forthewolves, please help, we need 50 followers so we can get our subscribers and our emotes. That would be a pretty cool vibe. But I've been playing a lot of PC games recently, like I said earlier. I've been playing some Call of Duty Warzone, some Fortnite, some Magic, Minecraft, Neverwinter, Paladins, StarCraft, and a new game, Wheels of Aerulia, which is pretty fun. There's also another game I've been playing, Fire Pro World. It's fantastic. I always recommend the Fire Pro series because that's a game that just keeps on giving and you never will get bored of it. Just like Warzone, I don't get bored of it, but at the same time, after you play it for 2 or 3 hours, you're like, you know what, I want a break, I want to play something different. And that's when all these other games come into play, like Minecraft, for example, which is going to be a nice little game just to relax and vibe to. Since everyone kept telling me to buy Minecraft, congratulations, I brought Minecraft, and I will be streaming it live tomorrow, April 19th, on twitch.tv/forthewolves. So that's pretty much what I had to discuss off the top of my head today about everything. Was the whole McMahon Trump grouping together, the whole Stephanie and Jeffrey Twitter thing. I just can't believe that was said or did. And overall, just like how America is changing and shifting with this COVID virus. And not just America, but the whole world as well. We're all changing things that we have to do, we're all changing the way we live. And I feel like a lot of these changes are going to be good for the future, in that we are going to be able to think about how we progress as a culture and as a race in the future, how we're going to try and combat viruses and stuff like this in the future. I feel like it's going to really help in the long run with everything going on. And I think that now that this is something that we have seen in real life in our lifetime, because I think that was the biggest thing. Like, everyone's heard of the Black Plague, and everyone heard of, like, World War II and Auschwitz and First World War, the Cold War, you know, and people were there for Vietnam and all that stuff, and we get that. But this is a once in a lifetime, once in a millennium kind of event, where a pandemic has happened and 2 million plus have died. That hasn't happened in the last 100 years, really, apart from 80 years ago in World War II. And now it's happened in our lifetime with a new generation in charge. A new generation, like people born after the year 2000 are 20 years old now, dude. That shit's crazy to me. You're born in the year 2000, you're 20 now. My little brother was born in 2003. 17 now. I didn't see him as a 17-year-old, bro. I see him as he's a fucking 4 or 5-year-old, like I did back in the day when I used to live with my parents and my brother. Shit. But now we have a new generation of people looking at this. A new generation of people looking at climate change and natural habitats and progression. That it should really wake up a lot of people. The older generation, you know, as mean and cruel as it says, you know, it is to say, they're dying out. They are not going to be stuck in their ways for much longer because they're not going to have a way. And it's one of those things, like in 70, 80 years, when I'm old and grey, when I'm gone, my daughter or my granddaughter are going to have a completely different outlook on life than what I did, because times will change with them. And that's okay. As long as we're progressing forward and keeping things in the correct way it should be going, always pushing forwards, never looking back, we should be in a good place in the world, and that's how it should be done. Now, guys, I'm not going to lie to you, the podcasts are going to probably be shorter than they used to be. And this is just purely because I felt like the longer I was trying to extend the podcast, the more I kind of ended up rambling and repeating myself over and over again. If you go back and listen to previous episodes, or previous seasons, I should say, of The Synopsis, you will hear me kind of rambling a lot, talking about the same subject, but using different phrasing. For example, like how a house was haunted, or a haunted house, or this house had ghosts, or, you know, some just random shit like that. So I don't want that to happen in this new season. I don't want to have it planned. Like I said, I had a couple things I wanted to touch on today. And that was really it. There are a couple of shows on Netflix and on Hulu and stuff like that I've been checking out, I've been watching, but nothing really as per se to talk about as much as, like, the Vice documentary, Beyond the Map. Oh, sorry, Dark Side of the Ring. Dark Side of the Ring's been pretty interesting. The whole, excuse me, the whole Benoit story, if you haven't heard of that, definitely check out Dark Side of the Map, the two-part Benoit series. Really fascinating stuff, really interesting things. And they just had the what was this week's episode, the murder of Dino Bravo, I think it was, the murder of Dino Bravo, or the snooker one of those. It was like kind of crazy shit. But definitely check it out, like all stuff with CTs and stuff like that. It's definitely an entertaining and interesting show to watch. But like I said, guys, podcasts, I don't want to ramble. I just want to talk to you guys. And like I said, I have Twitch, and I like to stream on Twitch, and that's a great place for you to give me ideas and to just talk to me, because I can interact with the live chat and then that way speak to you in real time. And we can discuss things that I talk about on the podcast that I may talk about in the future on the podcast, or just overall how your day is going. If you feel like you need to talk to somebody, or you just need to vent a little bit, Zach's always here for you here on The Synopsis. And that's pretty much going to be the end of today's episode. And again, I do apologize that it isn't as long as it used to be. But at the same time, it may be a good thing right now because of our current climate in the world. You guys want to be listening to something, but at the same time, you don't want to be listening for too long. I know when I live stream, sometimes it takes me a while to respond to the chat. And then by the time I do respond, that person's already gone. I do apologize for that. It's just very difficult to do when you're in mid-game and you're like, oh, let me look at this message real quick. Oh, shit. Never mind. I can't remember what I was going to say, or et cetera, et cetera. So I do apologize for that. But I try and reach out to every one of my audience, to my fans, my followers, whatever it may be. So follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Synopsis Pod, where we will be posting more things every day, or every week, I should say. Maybe, hopefully every day, I don't know. But we'll definitely be streaming every day, because whenever I get online to play with my brother or my friends, I just hit online and I just chill, and then I just stream, because then you guys can enjoy and chill with us. So guys, thank you again for listening. Thank you for following. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for anything you do for the podcast or for the stream. I truly do appreciate it, and maybe one day I can make this something that I do full-time as a job professionally, where I don't have to worry about time restraints or anything like that, and I can just do what I want, shoot the shit with y'all, shoot the breeze with y'all, and just have a good time. So until next episode, like I said guys, let me know what you want to hear, or what you want to talk about. But next episode, we'll make sure we find something to talk about on here, and it's not just going to be random Netflix shows like The No Bone Zone, or whatever it may be, stupid little shitty shows like that, or Netflix shows of fucking Jurassic Park, or Bears on Hulu, or even random music that we've been listening to. We're going to make it a fun episode, we're going to make it an interesting episode. That's what we're going to do next episode. Maybe I'll actually do a topic next episode, and just kind of talking and doing my own thing. Maybe we'll do a topic, but again, you got to let me know what topics you want to hear about. Guys, thank you for listening. Let my soothing voice accompany you as you leave this episode of The Synopsis. Goodbye.